Hollywood's greatest stars in Hollywood's greatest motion picture. From the glamorous movie capital of the world, we bring you Stars in the Air. Our play tonight, The Yearling. Our starring players, Gregory Peck and Gene Hagen. Our stage, the famous Green Gill Theater. Good evening. This is John Jacobs saying welcome again to Stars in the Air, to 30 minutes of transcribed enchantment. Tonight, it's a bit of Americana, a rare and beautiful story woven from the early struggle and travail that helped to make our country what it is. Stars in the Air is proud to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's great hit, The Yearling, based on the book by Marjorie Kinnan Rollins and starring Gregory Peck as Penny Baxter and Gene Hagen as Ori, with Johnny McGovern as Jody, their son.
Beautiful day. Kind of day makes a man glad to be alive. The sun warm and promising, the earth breathing slow and easy. And still Ori, that's my wife, you see, Ori was raring.
Jody! Jody! Where's that boy gallivanting at? I need some wood.
Now, Jody, he weren't exactly gallivanting. After all, the boy's just 11, and he had a mighty reasonable explanation.
Some honeybees was here, Pa, and I aimed to follow them and find the bee tree, and, well, the notion taking me to go a-rambling. It gets late mighty quick, Pa, before you know it.
Well, I was in the middle, you might say. I could feel for Ori, for the hard life she'd had with me, cutting our little farm out of that wilderness, fighting for every square inch of ground, fighting for our food and for what clothes we had, fighting just to keep alive, and sometimes losing. We'd laid 3 young'uns in our little burying ground. Only Jody were left. I reckon that does something to a woman. Makes something inside of her close up tight. So if it happens again, she ain't gonna let it hurt so much next time. Yes, sir, I could feel for Ori. But then I could feel for Jody, too.
Pa, I seen a sight today down at the Glen.
Yes, son?
A mammy coon with 2 babies. He was the prettiest little fellas you ever seen.
Coons is pretty.
Them little fellows was so pretty that if I should snare one of them for a pet, I bet even Ma'd love it.
Oh, your Ma ain't gonna go loving no coons.
You reckon she'd rare if I was to mention it?
What do you reckon?
Come in and get your victuals, you two, afore this phone steams off to nothing.
Jody?
I reckon she'd rare.
Hey, Pa. It's sweet tater pone, Pa. Just the way I like
it. Jody, you might wait till your Pa says a word of thanks.
Yes, I'm waiting, Pa.
Oh, Lord, thanks again for the victuals. Amen.
Well, I declare that's a mighty skimpity blessing, seems to me.
Well, I always get hungry when I go logging. The Lord will know what I mean.
Pa?
Yeah, what is it, boy?
Did I tell you I seen an old coon today, Pa?
Yes, you told me, boy.
Did I tell you she had a couple of babies?
Yeah, you told me that, too.
I bet if Ma had seen one of them little old baby coons, she'd have loved it to death.
Now, Jody, we ain't going to have no coons around here.
What about a little old bear cub, then, if and I should find myself one? Or a possum? I just love a baby fox or a baby panther.
Jody!
Oh, but, Ma, I got to have me something for a pet. We got milk aplenty.
Milk aplenty? They ate an extra drop from sun to sun.
Well, it could have one.
And don't tell me again he can have yours. You're spindly enough as it is. How you think we can spare rations to some creature when it's all we can do to keep our own bellies full?
But I just want something all my own. Something to follow me and be mine. Something with dependence to it.
going on 12 and still wanting some kind of a play, Dolly. Your pa was doing his man's share of work time he was your age. Now, you finish your vittles or go get to bed.
Yes, son. Night. Night, Pa.
Night, son. Seems to me you get mighty hard on that boy at times, Ori.
Then let him tend to work. Always running off and wanting to drag some pesky critter into the house.
A boy ain't a boy too long. Leave him kick up his heels a little now. Day'll come, he won't even want to. Don't be afraid to love the boy, Ori.
Let's get finished here and get some sleep. Have to start for the sinkhole early tomorrow. We've got a lot of washing to do. I declare some of these things is rubbed so thin that they... Oh, they... Oh, I was scared this dress wouldn't stand another washing.
What else you got that's cool to wear?
Nothing. Excusing my wedding dress.
Well, that black alpaca is nice.
That went to pieces 3 years ago. Went into pure rags doing work just like this.
Yes, toting washing to a sinkhole half a mile from the house. Toting water to wash in. Toting water for cooking. You'll get your well one day, Ori, and right outside your door.
I'll believe that when I see it. After all these years of waiting, I'll take no stock in it. Well, I might as well be getting on home.
Ori?
Yep?
I think me and Jody will be making us a trip to Volusia. Yes'm. I got some trading to do.
Only took us 2 days.
Where's your pa?
I'm here, Ori. Made the trip a whole day less than usual. Hmm. And we've brung some things for you.
Well.
We got some money, too.
Well, Clark.
Now, did I make a good trade, Ma? That makes near $5 we got saved.
I declare.
And you know what that $5 is going for, Ma? Tobacco seed. Enough tobacco seed so as we can have a fine money crop next spring. And every bit of the money we get from that is going into bricks and mortar so as you can have a well. Right outside your door.
Well, I declare. Just can't imagine it. Washing right on my own place. Having all the water I need right here. Not even caring if some slops over now and then. I declare it'll be such a blessing. It just won't see... Now, I bet you ain't Dink brought half the things I ordered. Never knew a man yet could be trusted. Now, where's my paregory? And where's my... Yeah. Well, I declare... Some black alpaca. Now, that ain't just like a man.
Jody.
Come on, Pa.
Throwing away money on sitch as this. I declare, man ain't got no more sense. And how much did this cost? You just tell me how much money you wasted on sitch foolishness. Next time you go to Volusia, I... Black alpaca. Black alpaca.
She's a rare one, Pa. Don't she like it?
She likes it, boy. So we went along. Twasn't no easy life, but we managed somehow. Until that day when our hogs went wandering off. Jody and me was tracking them, picking up their trail through the rough scrub. I leaned down to push some vines aside, and all of a sudden the long grass come alive.
Hey, Pa!
Get back! Hold the dogs!
Pa!
He got me on the wrist, boy. A rattler. A big one.
Pa.
Don't talk. There's a deer.
Pa. It's a doe.
Now, you do as I tell you now. Quick. Take your knife and open up her belly.
Yes, Pa.
Cut out the liver and the heart. Use them for a poultice to draw the poison out. Maybe we got a chance this way. Hurry, boy.
I got him, Pa. Pa, you slashing your wrist like that. You bleed to death.
I'd rather bleed to death than swell. I seen a man die once.
Pa. Hey, Pa, listen. Pa, that doe's got a farm.
I'm sorry. I can't help it, son. Now listen, boy. I got to make for home. You get on to the foresters. Get one of them to ride to the branch for Doc Wilson. It's my only chance. Can you do it, boy?
I can do it, Pa.
Tell one of them to ride for the doc. And want them to take this road and pick me up in case I can't make it. And hurry, boy. You've got to hurry.
You make it, Pa. You hear me? You're obliged to make it.
Well, now a man gets an order like that, he can't take it lightly. I reckon I was just obliged to make it. Jody, bring the doc, all right, and all through them black hours, the boy must have stayed there right by my bed. Fact is, first thing I saw when I opened my eyes...
'Twere a near thing, Pa.
Yes, boy.
You all right now, though?
That's right. And I'm proud the way you kept your head and done what was needed.
Pa, you recollect that doe you shot?
I can't never forget her.
Most likely she saved your life, didn't she, Pa?
Oh, she saved me. That's certain.
Pa, you recollect that little fawn she had?
Yes, boy.
Most likely it's mighty scared and lonesome and hungry.
I reckon so.
It might be out there yet, not knowing which way to go.
Might be.
Pa, we taken its mammy, and it weren't no ways to blame.
Sure don't seem grateful to let it starve.
Pa, you figure I'd go see can I find it?
And tote it here?
Tote it here and raise it. Pa.
Boy, you got me hemmed in. Tell you more, I said you was to go and get it.
Hey, Pa.
Who's that? Is that you, Jody?
It's me, Pa. Pa, I found him, Pa.
Well, I'm proud you did, boy.
You weren't scared of me. He was laying right where his mammy made his bed.
Are you back, Jody?
Look, Ma, I found him.
So I see. He'll be taking milk for a long while. I don't know as I'd give my consent if I'd known he was so young.
He ain't so young. Look, I'll put him down.
Can't hardly stand by himself.
Ori, I got one thing to say, and then I'll have no more talk of it. The little fawn's as welcome in this house as Jody. It's his'n. We'll raise it without grudgment of milk or meal. And you got me to answer to, do I ever hear you quarreling over it. This is Jody's fawn, just like Julie's my dog.
Only Seth was young.
All right, then. So let it be. So Jody had him a pet, and he called him Flag for the little white stump of a tail he had. And 'twere a thing to see the boy and the little deer together. Daytime, Jody kept him close to hand, and nighttime, he took the fawn to bed with him. Till it were hard to figure, judging only by the smell, which were boy and which were animal. And so it went on through the summer, through the fall and winter, into spring again. Boy and deer growing up together. Ori weren't saying much. She were unusual quiet like that spring. Only sometimes it kind of seemed to me like she was smiling inside. And I figured that was because things was going so good. We'd got us a good stand of corn started, and that meant victuals for the winter. Yes, sir. Things looked mighty good. Until the rain.
Days of rain, we just as good to quit fighting and lay down and die.
Well, Job taking worse punishment.
That's right. Find the good in it. And you get out of that milk, you dad-dratted varmint.
Oh, come on, don't hit him. Don't hit Flag.
Now that ends it. That creature gives me no peace night or day. Now he can't come in this house no more, never, no more.
He's just hungry, Ma. He ain't had much to eat.
You lock him up in the barn. If he gets in my way again,
now, leave off, the both of you. Ain't it enough to have trouble pouring on you out of the sky without the family quarreling? Has a man got to die to find peace?
Oh, Ori. Ori. Listen.
What's happening now?
Well, it seems like...
It stopped.
Dogged if it ain't. It just don't seem possible. It stopped.
It stopped. Oh.
And Ma, seems like times a body gets struck so low, they've no power on earth can ever get him up again. Seems like something in him dies, so he don't even want to get up again. But he does. Ain't much of a world left for us, Ori, but it's all we got. Let's be thankful we got any world at all. Well, there's the sun.
Sorry I can't run in the woods with you today, Flag. We got us a lot of work to do. Cut them new plantings in. Corn and taters and greens and okra. Gotta watch them pretty careful, Flag. We've got to look after these tobacco plants, too. You see, when these here plants come up, we won't have to tote water from the sinkhole no more. Ma's gonna have a well right outside the door. Yes, sir. When Pa says something, he means it, Flag. Everything's gonna be just fine.
Yes, everything was fine. Till that morning, me and Ori went outside and seen what happened to the tobacco seeds. And whilst we were standing there, Jody come out.
Hey, Pa, you figure we can start to... What's the matter, Pa?
Shouldn't be no need to ask if any look at them tobacco plants.
Oh.
Jody.
Yes, Pa?
Yeah, we've been saving a long time to get enough extra to set out them tobacco seeds, ain't we, boy?
Twerp Flag done it, Pa. Twerp Flag.
Twerp Flag, son. He's ruined half the crop.
He didn't mean it, Pa. Ma, he didn't mean it.
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going in.
Ma, listen, Ma. Wait.
She don't feel none like talking, Jody. She figured at last she was going to get a well dug.
But Flag didn't mean it, Pa.
No, I don't figure he done it malicious, but he was just racing back and forth, and it was something to jump on.
Pa... There's a good few he ain't touched, Pa. You reckon it'd be enough to get Mar well dug?
I'm afraid not, boy. But I got a little idea.
Yes, Pa?
As soon as we've hoed the corn, what do you say we clear up that field behind the pot garden? There's a few big stumps down there, but if we can get them out pretty soon, we might plant ourselves some cotton.
Pa!
A money crop so as your Ma can still get her well. Only don't say nothing to her about it. We wouldn't want to disappoint her again. You reckon we can do it, boy?
Hey, Pa, we can do it. We can do it.
Hup, boy! Hup! Hup, boy! Hup! Hup! Oh, Caesar.
Oh, boy.
This is the last thing, Pa. Where do you figure we best dig Mar well?
We better get this field of cotton before we figure on that.
All right, Caesar, gee up. Gee up, Caesar. Hup, boy. Hup, hup. Oh, I... Oh, Caesar.
Pa. Oh. What's the matter, Pa?
It's all right. I reckon I strained myself.
I better get Ma.
No, no. I'll be all right. Here. Help me up on Caesar. I'll ride him in.
Easier now, Pa? Is it?
Well, it feels mighty good lying down this way. I can hardly feel pain.
I reckon you're obliged to take it easy for a spell.
I reckon. You think you can take charge of things for a few days?
I can take charge, Pa.
You know what belongs to be done.
The cowpeas will need hoeing, and I best watch the corn for cutworms, and...
And you've got to keep that deer out of the fields.
I'll keep him out.
Now, that's fine, but you keep him out. Religious.
Yes, sir. I'll just take charge of everything. Now you get to sleep. You got to get back your strength.
All right, son.
Night, Pa.
Good night, boy.
Jody, your Pa asleep?
He's getting to sleep. And you best get to bed, too, Ma.
What's that?
I say, you best get to bed.
Now, Mr. Impudent Big Mouth, you just get to your room.
Yes, sir.
People getting mighty important around here.
Yes'm. Night.
Night.
Where's the boy at now, Ori?
said he was going to get you some meat. He took the gun.
Hey, Pa!
There he is now.
Look it, Pa. I got some doves for your supper and only wasted two shots. I'm taking charge all right, ain't I, Pa? Everything's coming along just fine. The corn's the best I ever seen, and... What's the matter, Pa?
When did you see the corn last, Jody?
Yesterday. We're fine. Pretty near an inch high.
And the Ma here says something has ate it.
Ate the corn?
She says nigh about the whole crop is gone.
Flag ain't at it, Ma.
Flag and
no, Ma, he couldn't have.
Just go and see. And this settles it. That deer's got to go.
Well, boy, it were Flag.
I reckon. Yes, sir. But he won't never do it again, Pa. I'm going to punish him. I'll whip him with a stick, Pa. He ain't never been whipped before, but I can do it.
Don't think whipping's going to help nothing, boy? Flag ain't no fawn no more. He's a yearling.
I'll pin him up, Pa. I'll hold him. I'll tie him with the legs to a tree.
Jody, come here. Close to me. Jody, you know we depend on our crops to live.
Yes, sir.
We can't go on having them destroyed, one after the other.
No, sir.
And you know there ain't a way in the world to keep that wild yearling from destroying them.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, boy. I can't never tell you how sorry. Take the yearling out in the woods and tie him and shoot him.
I'll not do it. Just not. They can't make me do it. Flag, you got to go away, Flag. You got to go away and never come back. You've grown up now. You can make out by yourself. You'll be all right. And besides, I don't care for you no more. You ain't cute like you used to be when you was little. I want you to go, you hear me? You're going to get killed if you stay around here. Go on, get out. And don't you never come back. Don't you never come back. Never!
How am I going to sleep, Flag? How am I going to sleep without you? I didn't mean it, Flag. I didn't mean what I said. It was just a... Flag, that you out there? What'd you come back for? What'd you come back for?
How come you're not to do what I told you?
I couldn't. I just couldn't, Pa.
Go to your room and shut the door. Your Ma...
Flag! Ma! Ma, what you done?
I didn't mean to hurt him. I can't shoot straight down. You know
Flag.
I can't.
Flag!
Jody, you got to finish him, boy. You got to put him out of his torment.
Jody, I'm sorry.
You done it on purpose. You always hated him.
Jody!
You too. You went back on me. I hate you. I hope you die. I hope I never see you again.
I watched him while he took the gun and went to where the yearling was lying. And I couldn't watch no more. I turned away. I heard the shot. And when I looked again, the boy was gone. 3 days and nights. Just about the lowest time in my life. Me held to the house, hardly able to walk. And his Ma hunting high and low, half out in her mind. And then the third night. Ori? That you, Ori?
It's me. Jody.
Jody. Come close. Boy. We near about give you out. You all right?
I'm all right.
You all right? You ain't dead nor gone. You all right? Oh, glory be.
I had to come home.
Why, sure you did.
I ain't meant what I said, hating you.
Why, sure you ain't. Jody, you figured I went back on you. That's why you runned away. Son, now there's a thing that every man has got to know. Maybe you know it already. Twarn't only me. And twarn't only your yearling deer having to be destroyed. Boy, life goes back on you.
Yes, sir.
A man's heart aches seeing his young'uns face the world, knowing they got to get their insides tore out the way his was tore. I wanted to spare you as long as I could. I wanted you to frolic with your yearling. I knowed the lonesomeness would be easier for you. But every man's lonesome. Now, what's he to do then? What's he to do when he gets knocked down? Why, take it for his share and get up and go on.
I'm ashamed I runned off.
Oh, it's food and drink to have you home, boy. Now, you get to bed. Get your rest. I'll sit here and wait for you more.
Yes, sir.
Night.
Night, Pa. I'll start the corn early in the morning.
Yes, boy.
We'll make it, Pa. We'll make out.
Yes, boy.
Night.
Night, my son.
Esri?
Ori. You were standing there? You heard him?
Esri. Esri, he's done come back.
Ori.
I thought he was gone. I thought I'd lost them all, but he's come back. He's come back.
Yes. But he's done come back different. He's taken the punishment. Ori, our little boy, ain't a yearling no longer.
Ma? Jody, you done come back.
Yes, Ma.
I'm grateful.
You have just heard the Stars in the Air production of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous motion picture, The Yearling. And now back on stage for a final word, here are the stars of our play tonight, Gregory Peck and Gene Hagen.
Johnny, I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to appear here tonight. This radio program supports a really great work, the Motion Picture Country House and Hospital. And every actor in Hollywood is proud to have a share in it.
That's right, Greg. And I guess that just about wraps it up.
Yep, for two reasons, I'd say. Time for Johnny McGovern to get to bed, and Johnny Jacobs to tell our audience about next week's show. Good night, everybody, and thanks.
Thanks again. Good night.
Next week, a gay and vivacious comedy when Stars in the Air brings you Janet Lee and Tony Curtis in Universal International's famous laugh hit, Model Wife. Don't miss it. The Yearling is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical The Belle of New York, starring Fred Astaire, Vera Ellen, and Marjorie Main. Gregory Peck will soon be seen in The World in His Arms, a Universal International Technicolor production. Gene Hagen is appearing by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Lone Star, starring Clark Gable, Ava Gardner, and Broderick Crawford. Stars in the Air is transcribed in Hollywood. This is John Jacobs speaking.
And remember, Eve Arden's Our Miss Brooks teaches you how to laugh Sunday nights on the CBS Radio Network.